This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
I really, really planned on having this be a traditional sharing both sides of the issue news piece. I've never done an opinion piece before, and I've always tried to represent all opinions of the stories I've covered. But after a few weeks of reading and listening and talking to people about GMO labeling, I don't feel like I should even try to make an objective story. I don't think I could ever make it balanced. Just like with so many issues in this country, I feel like GMO labeling initiatives are getting stalled by big corporations with purely financial interests, and I'm sick of it. Coloradoans and Oregonians are going to vote on November 4th whether or not they want labels on foods that contain genetically engineered materials. When I first heard about Propositions 105 in Colorado and 92 in Oregon, I felt like I was for them, but wasn't sure why. There's something about GMOs that just feels wrong to me, like the way I felt as a child when I was sure there was a monster under the bed. Logically, I know there's no science saying GMOs would hurt me, and I know I eat them all the time. But that doesn't necessarily mean that those foods shouldn't be labeled, does it?
Some of the assertions that we hear out there is that it's not a safety label, so why should we have to label it? But we label for lots of things out there.
That was the Director of Consumer Safety and Sustainability for Consumer Reports, Urvashi Rangan.
I often use this analogy that the market responds to lots of things consumers want in their products, even things as silly as if consumers wanted just blue M&Ms, then the whole market would shift to blue M&Ms and it would be labeled blue M&Ms, and that would be a response by the market to capture that consumer demand. Those types of marketing things go on all the time, and new labels and new claims on products happen for less concerning reasons or for lesser reasons than this GMO debate.
So even though I know I shouldn't be scared of GMOs, what is the harm in labeling them? I was really curious to know Monsanto's opinion. And that's where I got really creeped out. I thought there was a possibility Monsanto would be cool with labeling since they're the ones working so hard to create genetically engineered foods. But it turns out they're spending literally millions of dollars to prevent the labels. Companies that use lots of GMO foods like Hershey's, General Mills, DuPont, and of course Monsanto have spent over $14 million just in the state of Colorado to campaign against labeling. This is Tammy DeVell from the Right to Know campaign in Colorado.
It definitely is a David and Goliath kind of scenario. The opposition has raised currently over $14 million for their campaign. We are in the neighborhood of between $500,000 and $600,000.
I wasn't surprised that companies that sell genetically engineered foods had picked a side and that they were spending money. But outspending the pro-labeling side 28-1 seems overkill to me. I sent Monsanto a question about what their stake is and how the proposition would affect them if passed. Their press officer, Charlotte Lord, emailed me back about their opposition to state-by-state mandatory labeling laws like Measure 92 in Oregon. She wrote, "They don't provide any safety or nutrition information, and these measures will hurt, not help consumers, taxpayers, and businesses. We support a federal approach which ensures food safety and consumer choice." She sent me a link to a post on Monsanto's blog that talks about how hard it would be to enforce labeling initiatives in just a few states. So I left a question in the comments. Would Monsanto support an FDA policy that required all 50 states to have GMO labeling? Monsanto replied by writing, "We support a federal approach which ensures food safety and consumer choice." Sound familiar? Yeah, they told me the exact same thing that Charlotte had sent in her email. The same sentence was also word for word from the blog post that I had asked the question about. So what is this federal approach that Monsanto supports? I talked to the FDA's press officer, Jennifer Durine. She sent me some official statements saying, "FDA has received citizen petitions regarding genetically engineered foods, including the labeling of such foods. The agency is currently considering these petitions and at this time has not made a decision in whole or in part regarding the petitions." Basically, the FDA, at least, hasn't decided on its federal approach. So what is Monsanto even talking about? I think they're just saying things like this to distract from the issues at hand. It's hard for me to believe that Monsanto would pour millions of dollars to support a federal GMO labeling initiative either. One of the big points the opposition to GMO labeling makes is that the law is misleading. I spoke with Dana Bieber from NOAA 92.
It's misleading and it's inaccurate. And that's the fundamental problem with it. You know, it's so poorly written that, for example, meat and dairy products, even though they came from animals that were fed GMO grains and injected with genetically engineered medications, those products wouldn't have to be labeled only because they get a special exemption. That's an alarming exemption for consumers who are looking for GMO-free food.
So I'm supposed to think that Monsanto is spending millions in order to make sure consumers are not misled into buying beef that was fed genetically modified corn? Yeah, right. All of this just leaves me unsettled and really wishing that the state I live in had a similar initiative for me to vote on. Tammy from Right to Know Colorado pretty much sums up my lasting impressions.
That is our fundamental question. What is it that they're trying to hide? Again, it's not a ban. It's not a warning label. It's simply a label declaring the facts of how that food has been produced. So we don't know why companies like Monsanto, General Mills, DuPont are fighting it. Presumably, they have a concern that when consumers have more information, they may not choose to buy those products. That may or may not be true, but you would have to ask them why they're spending millions.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.